The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Round the Houses car racing was launched in the Isle of Man with high hopes and a fanfare of publicity 85 years ago. The vision was one of thousands of spectators watching the world's top drivers and fastest Grand Prix cars hurtling at high speed around Douglas on closed public roads. But within 4 years the dream had faded. It started because racing on closed public roads was not allowed in Britain, but it was within the powers of the Manx government to allow it. So representations were made to the motorsport ruling body, the Royal Automobile Club, that a Manx Monte Carlo Grand Prix would be a huge success. The RAC, encouraged by offers of financial assistance from Douglas Corporation and local business interests, agreed, and two races were scheduled for the middle of July in 1935. The Manan Beg, or Little Man Race, was for cars up to 1500cc, and the Manan Moor, or Big Man Race, was for those over 1500cc, and both were to be run over 50 laps of a 4.6-mile circuit, starting and finishing on Douglas Seafront. The starting line was outside the Villa Marina, and the cars went down along the Prom to turn up into Church Road. They continued along Finch Road, Bucks Road, Woodburn Road, St. Ninian's Road, Duke's Road, Victoria Road, Governor's Bridge and Governor's Road, then into Onken, down Summer Hill, and back along the Prom to the Villa Marina. The event was given enthusiastic coverage by newspapers across the water, and it was described as the most dangerous circuit in the world with, it was alleged, 500 corners to be negotiated. The races attracted many, if not all, the top drivers of the day. As for spectator accommodation, there were promenade grandstands, and people could also watch even from their front gardens. The Manan Beg was won by a leading British driver called Freddie Dixon in a Riley, at an average speed of more than 54 miles an hour. The Manan Moor was won by a Toff, the Honourable Brian Lewis, son of an Earl, in an Alfa Romeo at an average 54 miles an hour. In the first race there were only 3 finishes out of 14 starters, and in the second only 4 out of 9. There were some crashes, of course. One car's brakes failed in turning up into Church Road from the promenade, and it ploughed into the spectator barrier across the end of Castle Street, scattering people all over the place. One woman was seriously injured, and she later won £1,190 in damages, not too bad 80-odd years ago, from the RAC. But the races were anything but an unqualified success, largely because of a lack of sensible forward thinking by the organisers. For one thing, nobody had taken into account the fact that the middle of July was the peak of the visiting season, when large numbers of holidaymakers were visiting the Isle of Man, with most of them staying in Douglas. They had come to the island hoping for sunshine and the chance, especially for families, of soaking it up on the beaches. They were simply not interested in car racing of any kind, and they found that with roads closed to them, they were literally trapped in their hotels and boarding houses, and unable to get to the beaches or go out to do anything else, for that matter. Also, for what race spectators there were, the low numbers of finishers in each race left not a lot happening for them to enjoy. There had to be a lot of rethinking, and what happened next will be recalled in the next programme in the History Man series. Certainly there was a great deal going to happen.